Oh, I think at one time it was a compromise on an effort to have some control over decorum and what went on in our regular full county board meetings with people coming up and speaking. And I think it was thought that, and anybody could come up and discuss anything, and we've witnessed that in other situations, not at our county, because we've had that rule. The five-day rule, 120 hours, was probably a matter of a notification for our staff and our office. And you're saying the face of it is that how could someone determine? And obviously, there had to be some judgment applied there if somebody wanted to speak on anything. And it happened to come out, the 24-hour rule, that it was on the agenda. Then obviously, it made sense for us to be sure that we were fair in given speaking time for it. So, yeah, it's not the greatest thing. We'll take a look at it. I was approached by Member Robustelli and Member Barnett about wanting to take a look at that. I felt that they did it in a proper manner, and we met, and we agreed at the time that there are so many considerations and aspects of these rules that it's better for us just to have a letter on file, because there could be other considerations and other parts of this that aren't specified in a letter. I didn't want something going to the Rules Committee without proper consideration and taking a look at the broad picture and the staff we need the staff input on as well. The idea of transparency, you know, has to be defined exactly what we're talking about.
Close to 20 years ago, the county experimented with evening meetings, but only experimented. It was a trial period, and they didn't go further than 3 months. Was that a fair test, and should a fair test involve a year or two?
I wasn't here 20 years ago. That's what we want to do. We want to take a look at that and let staff research it a little bit and have other people get other board members' input on that. I don't know if it was. I'm not sure what angle was the approach was. I'm sure that the people at that time had very good reasons to try it. Whether it was a fair test or not, I don't know.
Member Barnett seems to indicate that McLean County is the outlier compared to other counties in Illinois that have large metropolitan areas, Sangamon, Champaign, Peoria, Winnebago counties all have early evening meetings. Not to keep up with the Joneses or not keep up with the Joneses, but does that have weight with you?
Oh, it's a consideration. I don't know what we're not necessarily in the business of comparing comps all the time and what we're doing with our operation here. I'm sure there are reasons that some counties have meetings at different times, same as all the municipalities do and Cook County does and so on. That's why we wanted to properly vet this and take an opportunity to do some research and see what works best for all of us. And then I can't make past judgment on whether or not what happened 20 years ago and whether that was proper or not.
You alluded to other governmental bodies in this area having troubles or problems with many people coming forward and wanting to speak. I presume you mean Bloomington. I guess the quick quip way of saying that is citizen participation is great until it's not. On what side do you personally fall on that, toward transparency and accepting the bad with the good, or to be a little bit more restrictive to ensure decorum?
I personally don't know that I agree with the fact that you can have an open mic and somebody can walk in and sign up the night of the meeting and speak about anything that's unrelated. I think it has a lot to do with destroying decorum. It has a lot to do with putting time, asking people to come and put time in and work on issues and try to do the business of the board when some of these considerations are totally unrelated. And so I personally don't agree that that's the best way to conduct business or to run a board situation. I don't know that, in my opinion, that necessarily indicates any kind of sign of transparency as such. Accessibility to state your opinion, yes. And so that's what I said. We discussed the fact that what is the definition, really, of transparency? What is it that we want to accomplish? Are there things we aren't doing now that we would say are not transparent. Mr. Barnett indicated as well that this, and so did Member Robustelli, that this was by no means an indictment of what we're doing now. They basically wanted to take a look at if there are other ways that they feel would work better and other suggestions. And like I said, Charlie, there may be other considerations besides what they had in their letter that our board and our staff may want to take a look at. We do from time to time. We feel like we have a good operation here. We feel like it is open to the people. The meeting time question, I don't know. That remains to be seen. We do want to be open. We do want to be fair to the people. We do want to give the chance for people to come and be and access it. Maybe there are better ways. Maybe it's a matter of, like the cities and towns done, streaming, where people have even more accessibility if they want to watch it.
To your point about making sure that public participation is relevant, what measures might there be to help guide that?
I think if somebody wants to speak on something or wants some action by this board, which is a small legislative body and operates with committees and so on, I feel like they need to go through the proper process of getting approval from us that it is something that is pertinent to what we're doing with our business.
If the public really wants to participate in the policy formation part of it, would you argue that they should be attending committee meetings and putting their two cents in there?
Yes, obviously. And we have rules where people can come, and we can have group representation as a speaker. We have 5 minutes where someone can come and speak and give us input for anything we're doing with our committees as well. And I agree that that's something that should be possible. And so you have to make the effort to come, though, to do that. And actually, that is something we want to see. I know if I wanted something accomplished or I wanted something to be from any of our governmental agencies in town, and I felt it was important enough for me that that be done, that I would try to make an effort to be there if at all possible. Now, if I was restricted by employment, well, maybe that's another consideration that will be brought up.